When I was only 4 years old, I lived with my family in Arauquita, Panama, a very warm and small place full of memory from my childhood. Arauca had always been a place where the warmth of the sun would feel all year round. And although it was small to me, it was the whole world. I had been surrounded by love and nature. And among my best friends at that time was my little cat, Pelusa. One day, while I was playing with my older sister at the toy kitchen in front of our house, I had decided that I wanted to hug Pelusa. My sister, who was 7 years old, and I were happily playing, using our small toy pots and pans. Pelusa, who was always exploring around, had been resting nearby. At one moment, I wanted to catch him, so I ran after him. Our house had a wooden fence tall for my size that was locked with an old latch. Since I couldn't open it, I decided to climb over it. When I started to climb, my small chest pressed against the roof. Good. At the moment, I hadn't felt any pain, nor did I even realize what had really happened. Pelusa escaped from me quite quickly, and feeling frustrated, I went back to continue playing with my sister. At that moment, she had already stopped playing and suddenly started to cry for no apparent reason. Confused, I looked down and saw that my white shirt was soaked in blood. Suddenly, everything became confusing. I remember fragments of my mom and my grandmother, both crying and worried. My mom grabbed me urgently and without hesitation. She ran with me in her arms to the nearest hospital. At the hospital, they put 3 stitches on me that, although I didn't understand at the moment, were necessary to close the wounds I had gotten from brushing against the fence. Sometimes in life, pain is not immediate, and wounds may not be evident until someone else points them out. This event taught me that, although the unexpected situations may seem insignificant at the moment, it's always important to pay attention to our surroundings and take care of ourselves. I also learned the value of protection and the love of family, which will always be there to support us in difficult times, even when we are not aware of the danger.